we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate to take advantage of their amazing spring special.
Get to Nissan for great offers across their full line of vehicles, plus holiday bonus cash through March 19th. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to MarkandJason.com.
Good afternoon. It is 5:15 at the big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland for Franco Opinion every Friday afternoon. Great to have you folks with us. And welcome to the weekend. Looks like some sun shining out there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cleared up.
Okay. Off to a good start. We'll do our trivia contest coming up here in just a few moments. First, a quick round of introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, running the control board. Spinning the hits on a Friday. Here he is, DJ Eon the Peon.
Yo, yo, yo. Happy Friday, everyone.
Whoa.
Yo, yo.
Why'd you do the little hand finger thing?
Here's my nizzle.
Yo, yo, yo. I did see a guy today driving in. I was on Big Bend getting ready to make a left-hand turn on the Highway 44. And I had my window down, and this guy going the opposite direction on the other side of the median, he kind of looked like, you know, Kevin Federline or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And he had a tattoo, like, on his shoulder. He had his ball cap turned sideways, and he just had that look. And I started laughing out loud, not realizing that I had my window down, and he could have probably kicked the crap out of me. But
that's not very nice.
You just made me.
I could probably kick the crap out of
me. Well, let's go. Out in the parking lot right now.
Arm wrestle.
Wow. During the break, we'll arm wrestle. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tina Dalpiez.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan.
Hello, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to say happy birthday to my brother, Jeff. It's his birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday, Jeff. All right. So, on Fridays, we weren't here last Friday.
That's right.
We had to take the Friday off. But we're back here now. And so, today we're going to do a Seinfeld trivia. And I only would do a trivia segment on one particular show only because I think most people watch Seinfeld or have watched Seinfeld. I don't think you could do this with a lot of shows. Like, I'm a big fan of The Office. I don't think we could do a trivia segment on it because not enough
right.
people watch it. Seinfeld is one of those few shows that I think almost
became part of popular culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sort of
what about Gilligan's Island?
No.
Yeah.
No. Nope, I don't think so. So, but
thanks, try,
thanks for trying, Tina. Always trying to get in there. So, we'll do Seinfeld trivia
MASH?
Today. No, Tina.
No.
You're going to name every television
no.
show?
No, I'm just thinking ones that were like yeah. really part of the.
Well, I mean, even The Simpsons have been on for like 20 yeah. something. I still wouldn't. I wouldn't do a trivia show on.
No.
All right. Now that I've explained myself, here are the numbers: 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. And the real trick now will be to see if you guys can give. Varying answers here.
Yes, that will be a trick.
This will be interesting. All right, let's start, shall we, with Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, guys. I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thanks, Brian. Hallelujah. All right, Brian, welcome to the weekend. You are our first contestant here on Who Do You Trust? The Seinfeld edition. Were you a big Seinfeld fan?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here we go. Got to get three to be a winner. And I have a feeling we may have a couple of winners today. But I hope so. All right, here's the first one. Dan, you ready? Okay. Jerry is excited to see that his girlfriend Celia's large collection of classic toys includes this action figure with a full Frogman suit. In one episode, Jerry is excited to see that his girlfriend Celia's large collection of classic toys includes this action figure with a full Frogman suit. We'll begin with Peon.
G.I. Joe.
Tina.
Aquaman.
Daniel.
Scuba Steve.
Okay. Brian.
I'm going with Peon.
That is absolutely correct. G.I. Joe. Nice.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting men.
What? I don't think that's the G.I. Joe song.
Okay. And now back to Seinfeld trivia. In one episode, Jerry buys his dad a birthday gift that can do everything. Get email, fax, calculate tips. What is the device called? Tina. Was that your answer? How do you spell?
A Palm Pilot.
Dan?
A Garmin Pocket Calculator.
Peon.
Abacus.
Brian, who do you trust?
I don't think it's any of them, so I'm going to say nobody.
Good job.
Oh, man. I thought we threw him off.
The answer, a wizard.
Oh.
The wizard.
The wizard, Jerry, the wizard. It does everything. Does it? It calculates tips.
So far, Brian's doing pretty good.
Yes, he is.
I better find a tough one here because I don't want to end the segment. No offense, Brian.
Oh, we have more. We're going to have more than one more,
okay.
Can't we?
Okay. Well, sure. In one episode, Kramer continues to have seizures every time he hears the sound of what TV personality? Kramer continues to have seizures every time he hears the sound of what TV personality? Dan.
Mary Hart.
Peon.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Tina.
Barbara Walters.
Brian.
I'm going with Dan on this one.
Oh.
That's correct. Mary Hart. Yes. Beautiful. All right, Brian, nice job. Congratulations. Hang on. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes here, all right?
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Brian, nice job. Quickest winner ever.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. They like the Seinfeld. Let's move on to Virginia. Hello, Virginia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I like that name, Virginia. I had a great aunt named Virginia, and she was a lovely woman, and I'm sure you're a lovely woman as well.
Yes, everyone has great aunts and grandmas named Virginia.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Seinfeld trivia. When Jerry wakes up in his dentist's office, what does he think he sees? When Jerry wakes up in his dentist's office, in an episode of Seinfeld, what does he think he sees? Back to Peon.
Jesus.
A naked woman.
All right, Dan.
Them getting dressed.
Virginia?
I'm going with Dan.
That is correct, yes. It's dentist and hygienist both getting dressed. Let's see here. How about this? What restaurant opened up directly across the street from Kramer's apartment that caused lights to shine through his window at all times of the day? Tina, I believe.
Oh, Tom's Big Boy.
Dan?
Taco Bell.
Peon.
Baskin Robbins.
It's none of them. It was Kenny Rogers Fried Chicken.
Look at Virginia! Yeah!
Oh, man.
We're going to have a lot of right answers today.
I know we are.
That's all right. That's all right. Is that two? She's got two, correct, right?
Yeah.
All right. Before Elaine leaves the movie theater to see Jake in the hospital, she stops off at the candy counter for a box of what? It's you, Dan.
Juji Fruits.
Peon.
Junior Mints.
Tina.
Jujubes.
Okay. Virginia, who do you trust?
I'll go with Dan.
Sure?
Yeah, because I can kind of remember I'm not calling them Jujubes, but Juju Fruits.
That is correct. You got it.
Wow. Man, Tina. I thought Tina threw her off.
Almost.
Nice job, Virginia. Hold on for us, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Two winners, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, they're going to have to clean out the prize closet here.
Yep.
Do we still have a prize closet?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, but the bar's been set very, very high here this afternoon.
Yeah.
The
two
what?
For two.
Oh, the bar's been set high, yeah. Let's see here. Well, you guys know your Seinfeld. How about this? George once goes into business with his father working out of Frank's garage. What do they sell? George once goes into business with his father working out of Frank's garage. What do they sell? I believe it's Peon?
Yep. Okay. Computers.
Tina.
Pencils.
What was the question?
George once goes into business with his father, working out of Frank's garage. What do they sell? We have, what did you say, computers? And Tina said pencils.
Clothing.
Clothing. Okay. Ron, who do you trust?
I trust Peon.
What did you say?
Computers.
That is right, yes. all right. George asked to give Christmas presents at work. He gives cards that say a donation has been made to this charity. What is the charity?
The People's Fund.
Henry's Humans.
Peon?
Make-A-Wish.
All right. Ron, who do you trust?
Idiots. They're all wrong.
They are all wrong. What's the answer?
The human fund.
I tried to throw you off with Henry's Humans, which, by the way,
you're not idiots. I'm just joshing.
Which, by the way, that's our website, henryshumans.com. Thank you.
Okay, is that two for him?
Yeah. Yes.
You have two? Oh my goodness. All right. Let me get a find a real difficult one here. Try to anyhow. Seinfeld trivia. Jerry notices something different about the waitresses since the coffee shop underwent new management. What is it?
Cleavage. Oh, I didn't know. He didn't even call me.
All right, Dan apparently has jumped in line. That's okay.
I think he was supposed to go.
Was
he
I?
On? What do you think?
Hair color.
Dina?
Age.
Ron?
The three, I would say Dan. It was actually the bustiness of the waitresses, so cleavage.
They all have large breasts. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. 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 All right. All right, Ron. Ron, thanks for playing. Appreciate
it. You got
it. You have a great weekend. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. All right.
I don't think you should do Seinfeld trivia anymore.
We'll just go ahead and go through
in the room here. Yeah.
We'll go in the room here and keep going. Let me go back to this first page here. All right, and you folks said play along at home or in the car. All right, Kramer finds the set from this famous TV talk show in a dumpster and takes it home to interview his own guests. What was the talk show?
Merv Griffin Show.
Merv Griffin, that is correct. What line does Kramer get to deliver in a Woody Allen movie?
Oh, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Almost got it.
All right. What kind of candy does Kramer bring into an operating room? Yes.
They're refreshing.
Elaine meets a guy at the gym that always refers to himself in the third person. What's his name?
Jimmy.
That's right.
Jimmy's down.
What famous actress tells George, how is it that a man like you, so bald, so quirky, and funny, how is it that you're not taken?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. Love Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's still hot.
Smoking.
Yeah. Who said it, and who did they say it to? Nice game, pretty boy.
Oh, Newman.
Pretty boy.
Newman to... Keith Hernandez.
That's right, Keith Hernandez.
Oh, is that when the spit went?
Yes.
The JFK episode.
Right.
Magic spit.
Who said the following line? I go out for a quart of milk, I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Frank Costanza.
That's right. Oh, no.
No, Estelle. His mom.
Oh, his mom.
Mrs. Costanza, right. George's mom. All right. Who says this to Kramer? Tell Jerry I'm sorry, I'm going to have to write him some new checks.
Jerry's grandmother.
What was her name? What did she go by?
I can't
Nima or something?
No, no, no. That was Elaine's grandma.
It's Nana.
Nana. She was Mima. What? Grandma. I can't remember it. Forget it.
Are you okay? Yeah,
you're just rambling over there.
I know.
Kramer once writes a book. What was his book about and why was it unique?
Coffee table book.
About coffee table.
About coffee table. Yeah. That's right. What does George do to rescue a beached whale?
Puts a golf ball in the hole.
No,
he took the golf ball out of the hole.
Removed the golf ball.
It was a Titleist.
George is afraid he might get turned in and expelled from the health club for doing what?
Peeing in the shower.
Yeah! Seinfeld trivia.
I've got, I want to just tell a friend of mine, Kirk, stop sending me texts with all the answers. My phone's exploding.
Everybody's playing along. In order to get fired from the Yankees, George shows up at a meeting wearing what?
Was that his...
wait a minute. Was it Red Sox?
The
Red
Velvet
Sox? No.
No. In order to get fired from the Yankees, George shows up at a meeting wearing what?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Mets hat or something? Or?
Babe Ruth's uniform.
Oh, that's right.
These are all George questions, obviously, here. George tries to return a book at the bookstore, but can't because it's been flagged. What does that mean?
He read
used
it
in the bathroom.
Used in the bathroom. All right. What was the name of the publishing company that Elaine worked for?
Mr. Pended? Peterman's.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It does start with a P.
Pendant?
That's right. Pendant Publishing. Elaine accuses Mr. Lippman of stealing her idea when he opens up a unique kind of pastry shop. What
muffin
makes
top.
It unique?
Top
that
of the muffin
tops. Right. Muffin tops. Elaine sent her Christmas card to hundreds of people. Why does it make her upset?
Nipple.
Yes, shows through her shirt. What is George describing when he says it's more like a full-bodied dry heave set to music?
Elaine's dancing.
Only got a handful more here. What was the arcade game Jerry and George find is still at their
Frogger.
Old
oh,
high
yeah.
school hangout?
They,
yes.
They try and carry it across the street or something?
That was a good episode. Let's see. What made-up company does George tell the unemployment office that he's been interviewing with?
Vandalay Industries,
yeah. George once gets angry at his girlfriend for handing Elaine a takeout bag, symbolically taking credit for paying for what's inside.
The big salad, yeah.
Thanks to Elaine, what character balloon will Mr. Pitt help navigate in the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Snoopy.
No, wasn't Underdog.
It? Charlie Brown?
Was it Underdog?
No. Woody Woodpecker.
There goes the whole day.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do three more, and then we'll. I know a lot of you hate Seinfeld or didn't watch it. Don't care. But too bad. Elaine reveals that every time she was with Jerry, she did what?
Faked it.
That's right. I don't know if you get this one. Elaine landed a job attending to the personal affairs of Mr. Pitt. What does she have to buy for him on her first
Snickers
shopping?
Snickers bar. No?
No. First shopping outing. What does she have to buy for him?
Was it socks?
White socks. That's right. All right. One. These are also great. One more. Kramer gets a new phone number. 555-3455, which is just one number off from what?
Movie phone.
Yeah.
555 film. All right, there
just
you go.
Tell me what film you want to see.
Why don't you just tell me what movie is?
And Josh just called from Steve Cochran's show. And
now,
said,
who is just Josh?
Josh is the guy that runs the control board for
Steve. Yeah, he filled in with you when we were gone.
The guy that draws penises on things.
Yeah. Well, he wants to, yeah. He misses that.
He works with that Steve guy.
He said that they did Seinfeld trivia earlier today.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Yeah, I know. I told him, and he said he was the master of his domain.
Oh, I bet he was.
I guess if he...
He ought to be. He's drawn enough of
them. Yeah, no, I'm kidding, Josh. All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed those, and I know most of you probably watched the Seinfeld. I've got a couple of the DVDs. I may have to check some of those out this weekend. When we come back, Mike Evans will join us. He'll be live from Hollywood. And this is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Landing traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, the rain has moved out of the area, but boy, what a mess it left behind. They have cleared that accident eastbound 40 near 94, so all lanes are now open. We have a new crash on southbound 270 just before Highway 40 that's got the left lane blocked. Stop-and-go traffic still on northbound 270 between Page and Dorset, mostly in those two right lanes. Southbound 270 still heavy between Gravois and 55. We're looking at northbound 55. That right lane is backed up now approaching Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Let's see here. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got an accident. It's on the shoulder, but we do have a bit of a backup as you go behind that. Eastbound 270 still heavy between McDonald and New Florissant. And westbound 70, look for some slowdowns past the airport from 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. And then it's heavy again from Zumbel all the way out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the grand opening of Mattress Firm's St. Peter's store. Come in to beat Tempur-Pedic's national price increase and save up to $300. They're on Mid-Rivers Mall Circle and behind Pier 1 Imports. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Coming up, my old friend Lou Dobbs from Fox Business. Talk to Lou about how to save the world in a very short 5 minutes or less, something like that, because Lou's really busy. He doesn't have time for somebody like me. He's got to get out there and save people. Every night on Fox Business and also on KTRS Tonight, you should listen.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing, providing our community's quality of care and memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Charlevoix Healthcare in St. Charles is now a five-star rated center. This is the highest rating offered from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. That's nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance HR and Business Solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
A 1-pound T-bone steak with fries, just $10.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a 1-pound T-bone steak at fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at iacovellis.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Mike Evans on this Aloha Friday, and he is brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website for kitchens, homes, baths. Check him out. Again, the website, ThompsonPrice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Hollywood himself, Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you, little Billy Cleveland, for yourself?
Doing great. Doing very well. What's going on?
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Pop quiz question. So what was the most watched cable show on television last week? Was it NCAA playoff basketball? Was it Swamp People? Was it Jersey Shore? Answer in just a minute. Yesterday's New York Post headline screaming the Tim Tebow New York Jet trade. You know, as you know, I used to work for the New York Post. They have the best headlines in the country.
Yeah.
On the front page, it read, Tebow time. Pray ball.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You're not going to see that in that horrible St. Louis newspaper.
No.
Oh,
no.
What a horrible paper.
Yeah.
And the back page had the Statue of Liberty Tebowing, and above it said, Tebow time, God squad. I mean, for a regular metropolitan newspaper, pretty funny headlines.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Love nuggets. Friends say that Rihanna's 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. visit to Ashton Kutcher's house Wednesday night was a booty call, plain and simple.
Wow.
She's looking kind of rough lately, I think.
Well, if you're showing up at Ashton Kutcher's for a little booty call at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to look a little rough.
Yeah.
You know, I had this story I said a month ago that I thought Reese Witherspoon was possibly pregnant. She is now starting to show, hasn't confirmed, but more people are saying they believe she is pregnant. You remember a month ago when I said it, I pointed out that she goes to a lot of Laker games, and she's known for drinking one beer after another. But beginning about a month ago, still going to the Laker games.
No beer.
But she's not drinking any beer.
No beer.
You know, it's not like I'm a real detective, but I could ferret that out.
Yeah.
TV review after 17-month hiatus. Mad Men is back on Sunday. New 2-hour episode. AMC. You like that show?
You know what? I've never seen it.
I haven't either, Mike.
Check out Mad Men. I think you'll like it. Sidebar. Mad Men's John Hamm, despite his apology for calling Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian bleeping idiots, he's still ripping them. You know, I'm starting to think that John Hamm wasn't completely sincere when he apologized. Yeah.
I didn't hear he did apologize.
He did.
Well,
apologize.
He had a hem hood.
Yeah, that's stupid.
TV news. Don't ask me why, but NBC has renewed The Office. They plan a major retooling. I don't get it. I think it's time for The Office to close.
It's still somewhat funny, but not as good as it was with Steve Carell.
Yeah, the first part of the season was awful. I think they've gotten a little better in the second half. But
really?
Yeah.
I stopped watching it after about three or four episodes this season.
Do you think if they threw a bunch of money at Carell, he would come back?
No.
He wants to do movies full time.
Yeah. Hmm. Good news for NBC, though. Smash ratings have improved, yeah, so they've been renewed. Biggest shocker to me on Dancing with the Stars is Martina Navratilova.
Man, oh man.
You're kidding.
Was that a transformation?
It doesn't even look like her.
I know.
I mean, I never would recognize her. No. Absolutely. I mean, it's just bizarre. You know what they should have done? If they wanted really big ratings, and I think they would have gotten even bigger ratings, had Martina
stars.
Dance with a woman.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, she doesn't try to hide her sexuality. Why is she dancing with a man?
Exactly.
Dance with a woman, I think the ratings would have been through the roof.
Yep.
But hey, that's just me. What was the most watched cable show last week? Was it NCAA basketball playoffs, Swamp People, or Jersey Shore?
Tina.
I'm going to go with the playoffs.
I'll go Jersey Shore.
Basketball.
I'll say, sadly, Jersey Shore.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Swamp people? Wow, really?
And I'll tell you something. Advertising pays because Swamp People did something a lot of people here in town were making fun of. They spent $3.5 million on Super Bowl commercials promoting the show Swamp People. The next time it aired, it had 50 times more sampling. A lot of those people stayed and kept with it, and that's why it's the most watched television show on cable TV right now.
Man.
Swamp People. And if the Swamp People could sing, they would say, finally! Hey, Aloha Friday, no work to Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Love me some Swamp People, with the clowny, lonely, lonely, okay, lurking, and the calling, all game, hoo-ho, kill away, come and get car, hoo, woman, not a common key, cock, cock, hoo-ho. Bye-bye.
And on the coolie, Makawani, and the owner, and on the Lula, what, Hawaii.
It's always a pleasure to look out the window here at Westport Plaza. We have speakers out there when Mike Evans is doing his Aloha Friday thing to see the looks on people's faces.
Looking
going,
around like,
what on earth is going on? Is some kind of alarm going off in the building? No, that's,
no.
That's
a regular Friday.
The fish eating people don't seem to look up.
Fish eating people?
The what people?
The raw fish eating people.
Drunken fish?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not paying attention. That's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. All right, so if you had to pick a city where you would think more cell phones are lost, what city would you say?
New York City.
No?
No.
Where cell phones
Why
are
would
lost?
They be
the
lost?
Most cell phones.
Lost. Just people lost. Dropping them and just losing them?
L.A.?
No. East Coast. Well, near the East Coast. Eastern half.
Part Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. Nice job. More phones were lost in Philadelphia than any other U.S. city.
Very odd.
Company found those findings on data from 15 million users that downloaded its app that locates lost devices. I don't have one of those on my phone. I guess I'd be out of luck.
Yeah.
You have to have it on there.
Well, that's true. Yeah, do you have to have... And then the GPS thing, do you have to have... I guess you'd have to have that on, right?
Right.
In order to make it work, or does can you find it other ways? Can they, like, send some sort of a...
Dumb phone.
If you lose it, if you lose your phone, let's say the battery's really low, and you lose your phone, and the battery just dies, can they still use all that apps and all that stuff to find it?
Good point. Yeah, because you got to figure...
I don't think we know any of it.
You got to figure your battery's going to die at some point.
Yeah.
Because they only, you know...
Right.
How many days can you go... For most batteries, if you don't touch it, if you just charge it full,
maybe
leave it
two or three.
Yeah, I think so.
Only two or three.
Oh, I thought more than that.
I was thinking like 10 days.
It's like 80 hours, maybe. I think.
Yeah, I was thinking more like 9 or 10
Actually,
days.
Actually, I took my phone to the Dominican and never turned it on, and I think it was still charged up when I was getting ready to leave.
Yeah, but you got one of those rotary phones.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That doesn't really count.
But you didn't turn it on, though, right?
No.
So, if you had it on, how long would it last?
Not that long.
The app is called Lockout, and it located 9 million lost smartphones, or one every 3.5 seconds in 2011.
Mm.
Each day, $7 million worth of phones are lost. I always keep mine in my pocket so I don't lose it. Although I'm looking at it on the desk here. We got a break. We'll come back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly, voice of the Missouri Tigers. What an unbelievable season this was for Missouri. The Tiger basketball team wins 30 games. They win a school record 14 Big 12 games, finished second in the league, but won the school's second Big 12 tournament championship. The Tigers' Frank Haith was named by the Basketball Writers Association as its National Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach Haith, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Southbound 270 after Graboy, south of Graboy, you've got an accident that has the right lane blocked. So look for traffic to be slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and then it's going to be heavy probably around Highway 44 as you make your way up the hill through Graboy. Now we have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 5570 from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, eastbound 40 is heavy now between 14th Street and the Poplar. Westbound 40 still had the slowdown Hampton through Clayton Skinker from Spady out through Mason, and then a few slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that is running slow from Cypress through Lindbergh, and then Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through Highway K. And this traffic report is brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
On Saturday, April 28th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Chrysler 300 provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning March 17th. Keys awarded April 28th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the car, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. $10,000 Royal Free Play bonus drawing 1 hour after car is awarded. Win a Chrysler 300 and ride in luxury April 28th at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
At the Big 550 KTRS, I'm Bill Clevland. Is this War?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. We got a few minutes to chat. If you'd like to call 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. What are the big games tonight? We've got Kentucky, right?
I'm not sure. Right? I haven't looked.
We've got who's playing. Can't remember the teams that are here. Kansas is here this weekend, and
who's Kentucky playing though? Crap! All I know is I've picked Kentucky to win the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And I tell you what, in the particular pool that I'm in,
Indiana play tonight. UNC in Ohio, Kansas and North Carolina State, and Xavier and Baylor.
About 80. percent of the people that are in my particular pool, like 45, 50 people, they picked Mizzou to go all the way. And I
really? Oh, yeah.
But I mean, you know.
That's homerism.
Exactly. Exactly. Although, you know, I did pick St. Louis University to go to win two rounds. And they came pretty darn close to making me look like I knew what I was talking about, but not so much. Let's talk to Jim right here. Hi, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to mention that some people, like a lot of people, hadn't seen episodes or years of episodes of TV programs like Mad Men and so forth.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess this is an advertisement for Blockbuster, but with a lot of these Blockbusters closing, they have the DVDs they're selling for like some $1.99, $2.99, you know, per DVD. And they come
for seasons of the show?
Yeah, they're not in the plastic package, but they're like in the sleeves, like years ago, the way they used to sell 45 records in the little sleeves.
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, that's the way to go.
Maybe just one volume. It's probably not the whole season.
You can buy a whole year, you know, for maybe $8 or $9, you can buy the whole year's episodes or something. But that's the way to catch up. But yeah, you got to really watch that Mad Men. It is really something.
Really? Okay. All right. You know, man, if I had to watch every show that somebody told me was great, I mean, I'd never leave the house. Everybody's got a favorite to watch.
I'd love to watch it, but when you have 12 channels.
You don't leave the house anyway, do you?
Well, now it's about the...
Peon, that is not the point.
That was really low.
Oh, I'll come over to Tina's and watch the episodes with her.
I don't have any stations.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, I'm like Tina. I gave up on cable, so I don't watch cable. Let's talk to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. I'm AM and a PM.
Hi, Bob.
I want to say something, but I know you guys make a joke out of everything, but I am so serious, okay?
All right.
I tell you, I just dearly love Tina's voice.
Oh.
Aww. Thanks, Bob.
You know, no joke about that.
No, honest. I listen to this show, and if when she giggles, it's the neatest thing. And when she talks, somebody needs to hire her to be on one of these voiceovers. And her voice is so, it is the sweetest, cutest, neatest thing.
Oh, wow.
I just, I'm happily married. Don't get it wrong, but I'm telling you, I just can't get enough of hearing her talk.
I think you're thinking of Dan. I think you've got it mixed up.
See, I knew it.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. I'm embarrassed.
Well, just giggle for the man.
You just got a gift, and it's so neat.
Thank you.
Would you just? Could I get you to say one thing?
Oh boy, here
I don't
we go.
Know. What
He's rolling
is it?
Tape.
No. But you could be so sexy when you go to the guy who does the traffic and all.
Tim.
And you say his name. I know he excites you. But would you just say, in Mae West's voice, he said, "Hey, Bobby, why don't you come on up and see me sometime?"
Let's see.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is.
Let's see, Mae West.
Yeah.
How does she talk?
She going, "Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, why don't you come up and see me sometime?"
Wow. Oh, great.
There you go.
Very good.
But I really do love your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Use that all weekend.
Wow.
Shoot, why are you saying about Bill? I think I kind of got a little excited hearing that, too.
He did not.
I got 30 seconds, and we got to go. This is Bob. Real quick, what's up, Bob?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you fellas, I heard you talking about television shows and what have you. This Kindle Fire, that which I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread, they've got an app on it that is a DVR. You can tape anything you want. There's no commercials in it whatsoever. It's a subscription thing for $8.99 for 6 months.
Wow.
That's $8.99 total, not per month.
That's nice.
And it's the greatest thing since sliced bread if you want to watch a few television shows without commercials.
I don't know. Sliced bread's pretty good, Bob.
Yeah.
You bet.
I don't know.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Where did that start? The greatest thing since sliced bread.
I guess when they didn't have sliced bread.
Man, I'm telling
you. You had to buy the big loaf and try and chunk
it
up.
Yourself.
Boy, you'd have to get a knife out of the drawer and cut it yourself.
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
Well, you never got it skinny enough for a sandwich or something like that. You always had that big old chunk of Texas toast stuff.
Really?
That's awesome.
I kind of like the Texas toast.
Yeah, me too.
To be honest with you.
Oh, you guys.
Hey, I told you, speaking of, you know, when sliced bread came out, that was a big deal. My great-grandma, I told you what her favorite invention of all time was. She lived to be 102, I think, 103 maybe. Her greatest invention of all time. She said this when she was in her... Take a guess. No?
You told us.
I think I heard
this.
Yeah, you
told us. The refrigerator.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
There's old. Greatest invention of all time. Not a plane. Not a... No.
Wet wipes are better.
What in the heck did they use way back then?
Corn cobs.
Oh, good. Keep talking.
Corn cake.
Probably newspaper.
Everybody enjoy your dinner here on a Friday night. We'll talk to you again next time. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com. The Talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now the president and his Republican rivals agree on their outrage and concern about the shooting.